Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call, script number 162, Choosing a Church. In the next 15 years, it's estimated that 25 million Americans will choose a church. How should they make their choice? Wouldn't it be wonderful if each one would begin with an open Bible in his hands? Let him read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, thus coming to believe deeply and earnestly that Jesus of Nazareth is truly the Christ, the Son of God. And then let him read on into the book of Acts. There he'll find the dynamic preaching of the good news about Christ. He'll find that on Pentecost, Peter preached a sermon about Christ, at the end of which the people believed that Jesus was the divine Son of God. They asked, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That's Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. In each of the eight major conversion stories in the book of Acts, you'll find the same pattern of becoming a Christian. Faith in Christ as the divine Son of God, repentance from past sins, making known or confessing faith in Christ before men, and baptism for the remission of sins. Would it not be wonderful if the millions of Americans who will choose a church in the next 15 years would follow this ancient, God-given way of becoming a Christian? There's no way but God's way to be saved. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Would it not be wonderful also if these millions would worship in the same simple way that the early Christians did? It was a genuine way that the early Christians were taught to worship, simple yet profound. There were only five avenues of worship in the early church: singing of hymns, offering of prayers, giving of their financial means, eating the Lord's Supper, and hearing the apostles' teaching, which we now have written in the Holy Scriptures. Beyond these five avenues of worship, we have no scriptural authority to go. Matthew chapter 15, verse 9. Would it not be wonderful also if these millions would become members of the church that is recognized, ordered, governed according to the New Testament? The idea of going back and following the pattern of becoming a Christian, of worshiping, and of living in the approved apostolic manner is the solid ground on which all of us can and should stand. Since disunity is wrong and displeasing to our Lord, let each one of us pray more fervently for unity of all sincere believers in Christ. John chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. Also 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 13. Let us also work to return to the Lord's church and to restore its purity and its power. Let each one of us go back and stand with our Lord in His church. Then we'll find that we're standing with each other in the great all-conquering army of the Lord. Thank you for your call.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.